Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O silent sonorous with word, O breath unseen of love unheard, O unconsuming fire, dark light, we worship at the edge of night. O God, beyond all speech or thought, O God, in song half hid, half caught, O God, for human mind too much, in crib and cross and bread we touch. O timeless one in majesty, O indivisible yet three, O source and Sabbath of our days, accept our stammered praise. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety. Turn your ear, Adonai, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Adonai, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, Adonai, for to you I lift up my soul. O God, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O God, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice. In the day of distress I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods there is none like you, Adonai, nor work to compare with yours. All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, Adonai, for you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God. Show me, Holy One, your ways, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to revere your name. I will praise you, Adonai, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave. The proud have risen against me. The ruthless seek my life. To you they pay no heed. But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, Adonai, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me. O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid's child. Show me the sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame. that you console me and give me your help. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety. A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan joyfully decreed in Christ. This plan, to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, is to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on earth. Thanks be to God.
I will gather the children of Israel. They will be my people, and one shepherd will reign over them. I will gather the children of Israel. They will be my people, and one shepherd will reign over them. There are other sheep of mine whom I must bring in. There will then be one flock. They will be my people, and one shepherd will reign over them. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. I will gather the children of Israel. They will be my people, and one shepherd will reign over them. Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. for all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all. For those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love, enfleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, strengthen our commitment to conserve and share this gift with wisdom and respect. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.